CHFA Radio. Radio CHFA captures the spirit of French Albertan communities scattered across the province and is also a window on Alberta, on Canada, and on the world. CHFA is an acronym that stands for Courage, Honor, Fierté, which is pride, and Amour, which is love. This mural was painted to celebrate the radio station's 50th anniversary and represents the work that made CHFA possible. Before its official opening, the Francophone community had to fight for a Francophone radio station.
ACFA, which is the Association of French Canadians in Alberta,
first requested a permit for the station in 1937 in an effort to curb the process of assimilation. They were refused. A wave of hostilities followed. People believed CHFA was an invasion west by foreign powers. The Edmonton Bulletin falsely claimed that the station's purpose was promoting the Roman Catholic faith and converting those of other religious denomination. In 1945, ACFA sent a letter to the press saying that they hoped CHFA would promote a better understanding among Albertans of different origins and traditions. Almost all the Catholic clergy at the time were French-speaking and came from Quebec. This did make the link between the Catholic Church and the Francophone community very evident. The Catholic Church's purpose was to support the Francophone population. This spiritual support was not the primary objective of the ACFA, who managed the Francophone radio, but it did not exclude the religious aspect either. ACFA wanted to see the Francophones of Alberta have the same privileges as the Anglophones of Quebec. MLA Lucien Ménard reminded his fellow members at the Alberta Legislative Assembly that Britain had accepted the bilingual nature of our country and has also accepted two official languages in many other countries alike, such as India. Despite the opposition to allow a French radio station in the West, the Francophone community united under the leadership of Dr. Louis-Omar Beauchemin, who became the ACFA president from 1934 to 1946, as well as Bishop Maurice Baudou, who is known as the father of French radio in the West,
and as the founding bishop of the Diocese of St. Paul.
The request went from Alberta to Ottawa and back. Finally, the ACFA received permission and they raised the money from across the province from Francophone communities. In 1949, the first French radio chain in Canada was inaugurated. The first broadcast came from the St. Paul Church. They used telecasts from down east to be used in the French programming of CHFA. In 1974, ACFA sold CHFA to Société Radio-Canada. Guy Parizeau became the director of Francophone Radio under SCR in Alberta. Below the foggy Rockies, we see the technological progression from 1974 to 1999. Computers and satellite dishes were instrumental in receiving accurate world news as quickly as possible. Today, they still use every piece of technology available to deliver quality news and music in French. Their current stations that they operate are 680 AM and 90.1 FM, Première Chaîne Alberta, which is the FM equivalent. Anecdotes. The landowner where Shako was painting the mural came by and checked it out. He asked where Shako got the picture of those two women singing. Shako told him, "The history book, of course," and the man replied, "Well, one of them is my wife." It just goes to show the importance of the local component in the mural project.